Congratulations, you've made an excellent life choice today. You're displaying strong character and good taste by tuning into this infotainment web zone. We're poorly informed and highly opinionated. This is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Yeah.
Bless your heart, yeah. Portland.
Yeah, good-looking, dumb, hippie girl who really, her heart's in the right place, right?
Well, it's coming from the right place.
It's coming from the right place.
And it's passed through some real, like...
Well, she's just very, very impressionable.
Sure.
So it's like one of the crazy homeless vagrants can come by and start talking to her and be like, yeah, you know, like, they're just killing us all the time, trying to come find us.
And then she's like, veins. I'm having a vegan barbecue on Wednesday. Yeah. Would you like to come?
Do you want to come? Oh, of course you can. You can stay here for, yeah, as long as you want.
Yeah, no, it's very much like that. You know, it's just kind of a very emotion-oriented decision-making process that we're going with. And we just get real worked up. And then the logic thing goes out the window, and we just remain real worked up.
And you know what's funny is I've seen, and it's funny because it's right after I had this sort of argument with my sister. It wasn't even an argument. It was just a discussion with my sister recently about how I'm, you know, I don't have any problem with a lot of the, you know, I believe people do have the right to protest, but just where it got a little weird for me, and I think a lot of people, was just the hard smash cut from COVID, stay inside, wear masks, like social distance, to like now we're protesting in the street and linking arms, and we're wearing masks, but it's kind of for a different reason now, but it's like we're still wearing them. And I was telling her like how it's like maybe just a little logically inconsistent, you know, and she was like that exasperated her a little bit, you know? And then it was funny, like a couple days later, I started seeing memes from that side being like, stop talking about logic, okay? Sometimes you need to follow your gut. And you know, like memes kind of like trying to crucify that whole argument of coming from a logical side, because they probably realized, well, they are technically correct. But that's why we have to just sort of shit on the concept of logic altogether as being like a white man thing. You know, that's such a white man argument to try to be logically consistent. You know who else was logically consistent? Hitler. And you're just like, what? No, he wasn't at all. That's why he was an insane person.
Well, that's why it's a religion now, you know, because like you can't understand the mystery of the Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit through logic. You have to, you know, that's it. That's a basic tenet of the Christian faith, is you cannot understand and get to God through intellectual endeavor. You have to have that faith piece to make the final step to get to salvation.
Right.
You know, you have to just believe, even though it all doesn't add up and it really seems super shady in some areas, you have to just make that leap of faith.
Right.
And then you just got to let it go and just believe.
Yep.
Because that's what's going to make it, you know. And again, like they're forced to move in that direction because like their group of beliefs, like any group of beliefs that you try to make hard and fast and immutable, suddenly spring lots of leaks as far as logic goes, because that's really hard to do. You know, like there is always exceptions to every social rule like that. You know, unless you're going to be totally logical, there are exceptions to rules, except for like mathematical axioms and logical principles. There are exceptions. You know, so like you're going to have to like negotiate that, you know, to some degree. And unfortunately, their collection of things has a lot of weird exceptions to it, mm-hmm. and a lot of things that they believe work against other things that they believe. And they have to like make all that kind of fit together in a way and then just go forward. Mm-hmm. You know, don't think about it too much. Like, you know, follow your gut. You know what's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you absolutely. Know. And I guess before we get too deep into it, welcome to Idiots Discuss the Universe.
I'm Craig.
And I'm Spenny. But an example of kind of what you're talking about just off the bat is the whole concept of like, you know, the relatively like liberal-minded concept of do not judge people by their skin color or their sexual orientation or their... You know, there are things that they can't control.
Okay,
you know?
That's one tenet.
Right, but then I'm saying, so that's the tenet, and that's something that I can personally get behind.
Sure.
Right? Uh-huh. But then when you say one of the rules, one of the exceptions to the said rule is, well, except if their skin color is white, if their sexual preference is, like, hetero, and their gender happens to be a man, you know, so they have this rule of like we do not discriminate against people based on race or gender or sexual orientation unless they are a cis white male, in which case they're responsible for the world's problems. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I get exactly what you're saying, but I think what you're coming at is like that's a lot of individual viewpoints, which is totally valid, but I think that like a broader way of saying that would capture more people in that religion sort of thing is they have the first tenet that we're supposed to treat everybody the same and there's this equality of personhood amongst everyone. And at the same time, you don't see gender, you don't see race, you don't see sex, you don't see any of that stuff, right? That's one side of it. Then mm-hmm. the other side, they want to build social systems that very much single out race, sex, gender, and all of that and build all of these social systems around making all of those things, I guess, some more equal than others to level this playing field that has been out of whack for a long time.
Yeah.
But you have to like focus on those things in order to do the things that they want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like we're going to disregard all of it and raise everybody up on this equal stance. It's like we're going to not pay any attention to it, and then we're going to really focus on the groups that are behind and raise them up to everybody else's, to the white person standard.
Right.
You know, and those are contradictory kind of attitudes in a way.
And even without the raising up of to the white people's standard, just the act of breaking things down by racial or gender demographics in the first place, you know, no matter what your intent, kind of goes against that whole first belief of we don't see that, you know, we don't see or whatever, we don't that should not be a factor in the judgment of someone's character and or life.
I think it's gone so far that they've almost abandoned that first tenet.
They have
in a lot of ways.
They have.
Right.
Unless you, like, bring that up to them, they'll all agree with it. When you say something like, I believe everyone, you know, I don't think anyone should be judged by the color of their skin, they're like, yes. They'll do their little snappies. Yes. Yes, queen, or whatever they say, you know. And you'll be like, yes, well, I agree. And then no one should be judged for sexual orientation. They'll fucking agree with you. I've done this thing, this whole little bait and switch thing with my sister, and you know, you agree with me. And no one should be judged based on gender they're born as, or whatever the fuck, or they you know choose to be. And she's like, yes, and then I'm like, yeah, including white men. And then she's like, you don't get it. And I was like, She's like, God, like that's not the point. Like white men don't need the help right now. Don't you understand that? And I'm like, okay, see, but you made these like you're making this leap, you know, this logical leap. And anyway, it goes back to what we were talking about before, where it requires the sort of leap of faith where you got to throw the critical thinking out the door and just sort of be like, no to what you said. Like, I believe all of these other things that would then mean that I don't think that we should discriminate against, like, white men or whatever because of the actions of a few shitty white men, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're like, no, all white men.
But does she argue for the discrimination against white men?
Not in those words. Like, you wouldn't, she wouldn't say like, I want to discriminate against white men, but the whole argument of privilege, of how like privileged we are and how, you know, people who look or who are white or were white have done a lot of bad things, you know? And she, so then she's like, so, I mean, 'cause she was like, you know, Stalin was white, Christopher Columbus was white, all this sort of thing. And you're like, okay. And so she doesn't say to directly discriminate against these people, you know, but she's pointing out like all of these evils. And then she's also, you know, choosing, I guess, not, maybe not to die on the hill, but just to be like, it's okay to be like, God, fuck white men. You know, you can totally say that.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be like, hell yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. You know, you can totally say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, then if you try to get them to, so you're okay with racial discrimination, and they're like, ugh, they'll just be like, you don't get it. Like, yeah, I can't even argue with, I can't even talk to you if you don't, if you think that's racial discrimination. Like, it's not racist because they have all these things. It's not racist if it's against white people because they, on average, have more money or whatever the fuck. They're more privileged on average. And you're like, yeah, okay.
It's just not logically sound.
Yeah. But I don't want to talk about this forever, man. I don't, we don't need to do all this, the whole song and dance.
I don't know. It's super, I mean, the same thing that bothers me about the patriotism and God people on the right, yeah, side of things. It's the same thing where, it's just disingenuous at a certain point.
Exactly.
You know, it's just blatantly, like, you have pointed out that I am full of shit on some important level, and I, rather than having, like, some, like, introspection and then nuanced thought about, like, how I need to change what I believe to become, like, consistent as a person, I just blow it off. You know what I mean? It's you know, it's like using internet arguing in real life is almost like what it is, you know, where, yeah, you're like, you can just like bullshit. You're just going to double down on the bullshit, change the topic, attack the ad hominem, whatever it is, right, that takes to get it moved to a different topic whenever your like weakness is exposed.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
What about isms or whatever it is, you know, you, yeah, can just see it.
Yeah, you can. And,
or stop talking. You know, that's also it. You know, once you've lost,
you shut, you know, down.
Right.
You've
seen it many times. You know, someone makes some like inflammatory comment on either side. Right. And then there are some people that comment after that, that they take on one by one by one. And then all of a sudden there's the comment of somebody that actually fucking goes after and touches a nerve and destroys what he says and points out how stupid the original poster was or whatever it is. And then the original poster does not respond to that anymore.
Or, well, if they do respond, it's with like ad hominem
or SpongeBob SquarePants meme.
Right. Right. That's a great one. Yeah, and a perfect example of that is already what you said, but like when people on the, you know, far right or, you know, hardcore Christian folks are like, well, we believe Jesus loved everybody and he would save everybody and it's just all about love, except if you're gay, then you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, whoa, that was a hard right turn we just took, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there's those kinds of things. There's those parallels where you make these big statements that pretty much every, you know, sound person of sound mind can be like, you know what? I like this. And then, yeah, you make this sort of like weird exception where you're like, wait, Like, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. And maybe there are the all these, you know, there is usually a whole, like, tree of their logic that tries to justify some sort of decision like that. But ultimately, it's like this, like, faith-based leap to the side.
And there's a lot of people that operate, even people that are very intellectually capable and clever, operate, their basic decision centers operate out of this emotional core rather than an intellectual, logical, consistency core. And they will use their intellect to justify and defend, like, things that are disingenuous in the actual core of what it is that they believe. You know, like, there are so many people that, like, would have told you that they were non-violent, non-aggressive, like, you know, peaceful protest is the way to go, like, non-aggressive action is the way to go about everything. And then Richard Spencer got punched in the head by somebody on the internet, and all of a sudden it was, like, cool to punch Nazis. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was a good portion of those people, like, a big chunk of them just went along with it, and they're all of a sudden, yeah, now it's cool to punch Nazis.
Right, like, I'm not a violent person, but if you say something I disagree with...
Right, if you're a Nazi, then I'm going to punch you.
Right.
You know, even though, like, violence is wrong and all of that, like, brash and all that sort of stuff, I believe in free speech and all of that sort of stuff, but, like, physical violence when people use words I don't like is okay.
Yeah. And that's, it really stemmed from this whole very clever tactic of, like trying to convince people that words are violence, that prejudice or speech that is offensive, or, you know, even implying some sort of, like, dislike for someone, you know, things that are inherently probably not good, sure, but they're not violent. And there's been this whole, that's like a whole, I don't know what you call it, talking point, or it's like a rite of passage. In order to really buy into the far left stuff, you have to have at some point bought into words are violence. It's not like words are like violence or words are, so it's words are violence. So that if someone is saying something that basically disagrees with our agenda, it's equal to violence. Therefore, the appropriate response is violence, because it's just self-defense at that point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, in their twisted way of thinking about it, it's just self-defense, because they were the ones who were violent first, because they were talking about, you know, white supremacy, which I think is an abhorrent idea and thought, but it is also one that should be able to be dismantled with words, if they're just using words. Now, if if Richard Spencer attacked somebody, beat the shit out of him.
It's likened back to, like, heresy. It's very much again back to that religious model where there's a satanic and there's the heresy, where, yes, like, if you spoke out against the church, that was different. You know, I mean, always different than, like, the government. Right. You know, like, that was, it was violence. You know what I'm saying? That was, like, seriously taking people's immortal soul and putting them in peril forever. And it was taken very seriously.
Right.
And that's where that comes from. You know, I mean, that's why that is such a natural. You see, I remember, like, we are these prototypes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, like, the human animal, the human American animal, are, like, these prototypes, and they've got, like, these pockets of their psyche that have to be filled with various things. And, like, we have lost a lot of those things over the last 20 years. You know, like, we don't have that sense of, like, nationalist identity that we had as, like, white people in, like, the 60s and the 70s, you know. We don't have, and I'm not talking mostly about white people, but everybody the same thing. Like, it is crumbled. Like, religion is no longer got that hold on our life that we have, but we have that need, that psychological need that religion gave us.
Right.
You know, we have that need, that like that national identity and that sense of belonging that we once had through, like, just, you know, believing in the, like, the Constitution and, like, the Pledge of Allegiance and the respecting the president and all that horse shit. That filled a purpose, though, in most of us, you know, as mm-hmm. did religion and other things. And all of that's crumbled away. Right. But we still have to fill those pockets. And, like, every good Marxist knows that there are things that you can use to fill those pockets. And every successful Marxist in the world has turned their government into a form of religion, where it was heresy to speak against those political mandates that are running the society.
Right. And you would be punished and publicly right. shamed in some sort of way.
If you poke a logical hole in, like, the holy plan, then you are inherently evil. It's not right. a problem with the holy plan. It's yeah. a holy plan.
Right. And it doesn't really matter what you say. It could make all the sense in the world, but as long as it's triggering people to be like, he's disagreeing, I remember that equals violence.
He's going against the holy writ, and he's endangering my mortal soul by right. making me think about these things that I know are, like, morally imperative for me to be a good person. I have to believe these things, or all my friends and all the good people I know are going to hate me. Mm-hmm. All the God-fearing Christians aren't going to like me if I wonder if maybe, like, you know, Jesus wasn't born in an actual manger for 5 seconds. You know,
how
I mean, like,
dare
that.
You
or whatever it is, like, thing that you're being confronted with logic, and you're like, okay, that seems weird. You know, you don't. Yeah. You're threatening everybody you know in the whole fabric of your society, and like this is how that fabric starts to fucking form. You know, you're watching mm-hmm. it real time.
Mm-hmm.
And you get deep into those echo chambers, just like if you got into deep echo chambers like Jerry Falwell and the 700 Club and like that far right religious patriotism shit like in the 80s and the 90s. You know, that's kind of fractured and fallen apart over our lifetimes, in the sense that fundamental right in America has died off. You know, mm-hmm. but at one point it was as crazy religious as like the left is trying to become now.
Yeah.
Scary, crazy, religious. It's okay if we have nuclear bomb, because that is God's fucking plan. If that's what it comes to.
Weird.
And it scared the shit out of the Russians. It's scary.
Mm-hmm. Because you're like, oh shit, these people now have a reason.
Right.
And that's all they needed,
you know,
was a reason to sort of band together and be like, anyone who disagrees with us is now punishable by death.
Right. And China, you know, China thinks that it'd be a great idea. You know, everybody, all these leftist states around the world think it'd be a great idea if United States went like hardcore socialist.
Right.
You know, but they don't realize that the nature of the United States is not going to change. The United States to the rest of the world is like this really like headstrong, kind of intoxicated, scary, unpredictable person that can destroy the whole world on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it with Trump. They had it with Reagan. They had it again and again and again. People are terrified
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
And if we go Marxist, it's not going to change that dynamic. Mm-hmm. We were going to be the craziest, take over the world and turn everybody into communism. You know, once we like discover, like we discover how politically incorrect South America is, like fuckers are going to be flying in on helicopters shooting to kill.
Re-educating.
Right.
We call it re-education.
Right. We find out how like patriarchal like most of Asia is, like fucking get the nukes fired up, baby.
Right.
You know, it's going to be great because we're going to be a crazy fucking half fighting with ourselves, trying to take over the world, America, like we've always been. That's our national person. That's our national personality. And it's going to be scary as hell.
Yeah.
If it goes that way.
I mean, that's, yeah, that just scared me just thinking about that. I got a little tingle of fear.
Yeah. I mean, we are who we are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird time, to say the least. But, you know, we hope that that everyone out there is doing okay. Hope you're staying safe in the best ways that you can. Craig and I, as you probably know, are in Portland. So we are at the center of the war zone. We're at the epicenter of the attack on freedom and liberty, or whatever the fuck they're saying. But let me tell you, folks, okay, and this is I'm not trying to fucking take one side or the other or anything like that. This is literally my everyday life is I don't see shit. I don't see shit. I haven't been going to the protests, okay? Haven't been going near them, really. I've just been sort of living my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to do that without really even knowing that they're happening. And I'm not even like, I don't go downtown anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't really go down there a lot anyway. And I've been biking around, and I bike to my friends' houses or whatever, or my girlfriend's house, or back to my house. And I just sort of go about my life, and it's fine. And there's people here just going to food carts and wearing masks, and it's fine. And they're at the park and whatever, and it's fine. And so I don't know. I just wanted to, you know, if there's people in other states, just don't fucking stop reading the news, you know, just stop any of it, you know, just they're trying to convince you of some shit either way you fucking spin it. They're trying to convince you of something. And, you know, I know that the protesting has gotten pretty intense from what I guess I know from the news and from what I've seen on my Instagram feed. But, you know, the city's not burning to the ground. Maybe only a few buildings are, you know, or they're trying to burn a few buildings to the ground, which I don't think is good. I think you guys should protest, but stop throwing shit, you know. But whatever. All I'm saying is that, you know, whether whichever side you fall on, you know, I haven't seen an invasion of feds. I haven't seen a bunch of crazy unruly protesters like stalking the night. I haven't seen any of the shit. And I know it's around. I'm not saying I'm not trying to say it's not around, but I just want you to hear someone who lives in Portland, like my perspective. If I don't go on social media, I almost forget that any of this stuff is happening.
Right.
You know, that's how compartmentalized this is. And that's how not widespread it is. So if the news is making it look like the whole place is burning down or whatever, then I'm just here to say it's not. And that's what that is. You know, I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen I've walked by people protesting on the corners throughout the town, and I've seen cops stand holding onto the side of the paddy wagons and going downtown past me on Burnside. You know, it is different. The graffiti is definitely everywhere.
The graffiti is taken off. Yeah.
The statues are down. I mean, those are some that are pretty close to my house there have been some things that have gone on that have changed up a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I want to give it the proper level of importance. You know what I'm saying? I totally get what you're saying. If I didn't turn on social media and most days, I would have no idea that it was going on at all. You know, I just would have no way to think that it was even going on. But again, it is going on, you know, to the level that it is going on. You know, there is something going on in those six or seven square blocks of downtown, where they're using downtown Portland on a national political stage in order to work out whatever it is that they're trying to work out. And that seems grossly unfair to the majority of the citizens in Portland. We've lost millions of dollars in business and different shit in property damage and stuff down in Portland.
Yep.
And that has been tolerated and have been encouraged by our local politicians because they feel pressure from that national spotlight, as do the federal officers and everything else going on with it. You know, like this, we are a victim of like the 24-hour media cycle for the last like 2 weeks, I would say, like maybe longer, where it has been like the main focus every night. It's on all the networks one way or another. And we are like that fucking piece in the middle that everybody's pulling at and pulling pieces off of. And that pisses me off.
Yeah.
That it happens to our city.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah.
You know, they won't let it calm down. You know, they won't let it calm down. And they're not paying the price for it not coming down.
Right.
On either side. They just keep stoking it and showing the stupid videos and encouraging all of those guys to go down there. You see those fucking videos and like there's one guy busting a window and there are seven dudes with their phones videotaping it.
Right.
Everybody's down there to boost their social fucking media clout.
Yep.
And a town like Portland, Oregon is perfect for that shit.
Yes.
And they know it.
Yep.
Both sides. And it's kind of fucking like disappointing that we fall for it so easily as a supposedly like educated progressive city.
Yeah.
And it's also fucking disappointing that like people that are supposedly like in power and like supposed to be providing services to us as educated citizens of America are using that shit as like a cat toy, a political fucking cat toy on a larger sense. And that shit pisses me off. And if anybody thinks that it's not like moved beyond like Black Lives Matter down there at this point into something else, it's something else now.
It is.
It may be Black Lives Matter for the first 3 hours every night, but after midnight, it turns into something different.
Yep.
On both sides.
Turns into weird warfare type shit, like weird war games. Like a...
And... Yeah, you know, it's just weird. I mean, like, I don't want, like, people getting picked up off the street and pulled into vans or whatever and not being read their Miranda rights if that's going on. You know, that's fucking super fucking scary, too. Like, if that's... I mean, I don't know what actually the true thing is or on either side of it, but, like, yeah. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I mean, like, I think take it as seriously as what it is. But no, our town is not completely on fire, you know, by any means. You know, most of it, yeah. Even if you get like, I don't know, 10 blocks away from that, you can tell that it's really going on. You know, it's the Pearl District, you don't know that it's going on because
yeah.
Like they keep it clear.
That's what I'm saying. It's really compartmentalized currently to two spots, which are the downtown, the Justice Center. And lately, there's been a lot of action up north in the North Portland precinct.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of these folks live in North Portland.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the proto-anarchist types live in North Portland.
Yeah. And I have to say that, you know, this isn't the first time that we've been in that spotlight. And that is, like, we've had, like, kind of downtown Portland has kind of been the playground of this argument for a long time. And it's changed. Dude, I don't go downtown like I did when I used to live downtown. And
yeah.
I used to want to move back downtown because I loved it downtown. And I don't go downtown anymore.
No.
No, you know,
fuck that. No one does unless you're fucking protesting.
Basically. I was always like proud of living in a city where like you wanted to go downtown. Downtown was nice. You know, like those Eastern rot fucking cities for years when I was growing up in the 80s and the 70s. Like, you didn't go to downtown St. Louis.
Right.
You know, you didn't go to downtown Cleveland.
Or Detroit.
Fuck that.
No.
No, you stayed out in the suburbs and you avoided that shit.
But that's what this is getting turned into.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Portland is quickly turning
into.
And
it's not just Portland.
Right.
And that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
In a way.
Oh, seriously.
And I don't see it as like reverse gentrification. I see it as like just this intentional like
shitification.
Crumbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be shitty. And one of the funny things, like my girlfriend works downtown at an old restaurant and establishment down there, pretty much right in the thick mm-hmm. of it, a few blocks away from the Justice Center. And they're trying to stay open.
Yeah.
You know, they're open like, you know, every day, and for a couple hours, but it's just been dead. And there's a lot of people who are, you know, going to be fired, or, you know, the PPP loans, the loans from the government for small businesses, have started to run out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of working class folk who are negatively and disproportionately affected by these actions.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just kind of ironic, again, because, you know, one of the claims I think I've heard from the protesters is that, you know, they're for the working class. And I mean, that's what the general communism Marxism mm-hmm. is all about. It's mm-hmm. like, we want to lift up the working class and the poor people and minorities and everything like that, which, you know, on paper sounds A-okay. But these protests are, you know, kind of fucking some of those people over.
Well, it's different, though. I mean, you're holding the people that are there doing, like, especially the after midnight crowd. I mean, because I do separate, like, in the same sense that I can separate, like, any large group, that there are certain people in it that are violent and I don't agree with, and there's other people that have a lot of things about, like, what they're saying that I do get, and I'm support.
Yeah.
And Black Lives Matter is that, in a way. Like, there are parts of that movement that I like. Yes, militarization of the police, like unchecked police unions, all that shit is scary as fuck.
Sure.
And I'm on board with getting it all fucking straightened out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But the dudes that are there in the middle of the night, like throwing Molotov cocktails and M80s and shit at the feds, you know, those are the folks that want to help the working class and all that shit. But first, there has to be a revolution.
Right.
You can't help the working class in a corrupt system. You know, that's what you see what I'm saying?
See.
Like, you want your girlfriend to lose her job, and then she becomes radicalized because she got no money.
Right.
And, like, fuck the system because, like, the system isn't working for them anymore.
Yeah.
That's, like, the road to revolution.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So you got to fuck everyone in the process in order to get unfucked.
You break the system in order to recreate the system in a way that...
Because reform hasn't worked. Reform never works. That's their argument. You can't reform it. It's too late to reform. And I'm like, we got plenty of good shit to keep. It's a lot of good.
Yeah.
You
but,
know?
I mean, it that's just not part of, like, the messaging. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
Like, they're not out to look at it like the fact that, you know, we really are, like, the prototype for, like, all the free democracies in the world. Like, the United States is the prototype for that, you know? And the fact that they're even able to be on the street doing the shit that they're doing for as long as they're doing... And a lot of other countries, if you had similar political beliefs to the ones that you're espousing right now, you would be under the fucking jail hoping that tomorrow is the day that you get shot because your life is so fucking miserable.
Right.
You know, that's where most of the world lives. You know, you live in the free society that allows you to fucking sit here and spew this fucking anti-state horseshit in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I'm
you
not
feel
spewing
like,
it.
No, to the person that you're talking to, say, for example, your sister, you know,
I see.
You would be in jail for saying and believing this shit out loud.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, make no mistake,
yeah.
You know, and the reason why those places like this exist is because of this country.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. It was the same thing in Europe, and we brought it all back to Europe.
Right.
You know, the end.
Yeah, it's a badass country.
And I don't know, we did a lot of bad stuff, but we did a lot of good stuff.
A lot of shitty stuff.
You know.
But show me a country with a fucking clean record.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think that it's... but that's not part of it. You know, like...
What?
And that's something that I think is going on. I think that, like, we're fucking with China, and China's fucking with us. And if you don't think China has, like, links into the liberal left, and especially, like,
the tech world, Antifa,
and the far Marxist left folks in this country, like, you're sorely mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that the United States is using its weather weapons to almost burst the Three Gorges dam right now, like, you are also probably mistaken.
I don't see. This is why I don't read the news
anymore. China is undergoing, like, one of the scariest fucking flood disasters ever. You know, they built that Three Gorges dam, which is the largest hydraulic dam in the world, on the Yangtze River. And that thing has buckled and broken. I mean, there's cities that are like underwater right now. And if that dam breaks all the way, like that's one of the major commercial areas of China. I mean, the Yangtze Valley. I mean, that's the, one of the big ones, you know, and that will pretty much destroy everything. You know, it's crazy if that dam fails. And it's just been really, really weird weather in China. I mean, really weird weather in China, to the point that you're like, what the hell's going on? Like, they had the council presidents, like the big council meeting or whatever. And the day of the meeting, the skies around Beijing got black, dark, black. I mean, they show pictures of it. It got so dark. And then it had torrential rains, that whole thing. Weird shit. Snow a month or so ago. And like, I don't know. I mean, I know that the it still sounds super conspiratorial that the United States like affects weather as a weapon, but like they've done it before multiple times. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the technology does exist, like the cloud bursting and whatnot. Like there's documentation, mm-hmm. and they always talk about it as like, look for the Olympics. Like, remember the Beijing Olympics? They mm-hmm. were doing all of this cloud bursting stuff, and that was China who was doing that. But right. that's just documented right. weather manipulation stuff, and that was in 2012. And yeah. so it's like the technology, I think, absolutely right. exists.
And what's the installation that was in Alaska for a long time that was
HARP
that yeah. supposedly shut down, that wasn't shut down, but you know, obviously that had some weather manipulations.
Yeah, what's his face? Attached to it. Jesse Ventura was all about HARP.
They've yeah. got the documents. The documents are there. I've been to the location. Okay, I've got the document.
He was a senator or whatever.
He was a senator.
Was he a senator?
I mean, he's one of my...
Or rep.
Governor.
Governor. He was governor.
He was governor somewhere.
Minnesota. Yeah.
You know, and he's one of my...
That's a pretty good imitation of
thank,
all
the... Me and Aaron good, like but. To do the
documents. Because when you've got the documents, it's really more of a... it's a situation where you've got to read the documents. You've really got to... And most people don't read the documents. They don't do it. So.
That's a fine invitation.
He talks a lot about documents. He gets
fired up. I've listened to him talk quite a bit. But... you know, it's kind of weird that since like the corona thing like started happening, and like China has all this super rain and all of this weird yeah. catastrophe coming.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I mean, like I sometimes get to that point in that period in my brain where I'm just kind of putting a lot of things together that probably don't belong together. But, you know, I just kind of thought I was going to bring that up.
No, I like it. You know, I like the general theory, and it does seem a little bit strange. And
because doesn't it seem like the perfect thing, like if you're going to like subtly like attack a country, like you introduce like a infectious virus to the world that can be taken care of if everybody just kind of chills out and stays inside, and then you like super publicize like the racial tensions in just one country, the one country that you happen to have a trade war with at that mm-hmm. point right now, mm-hmm. and you get that country like so freaked out that mm-hmm. everybody has to go out and riot every mm-hmm. day, and mm-hmm. then like also like riot about the face masks and everything. Just keep it going.
So division.
Nobody's staying home. Everybody's out in the streets, like doing all the things that they shouldn't do.
Right.
And while the rest of the world kind of calms down, we're just going to continually like spread it.
Right.
I mean, if I were going to very subtly, like, and I had lots of connections in, like, you know, media and different things, you know, just, mm-hmm. you wouldn't even have to, like, you wouldn't have to be pro-China in your coverage. You would just have to cover it a lot.
Right.
That's it.
No, you don't bring up China.
No. No.
No, you leave China out.
Right. But it just seems like that would be a way that I would go about it if I were doing it, you know? And the same thing, like, if I had... like weather weapons, and like I didn't really want to declare war on like somebody that just slipped us a virus or whatever, mm-hmm. and they had like some kind of shoddily constructed dam that you knew that like probably couldn't take like what they say it could be on the stats because it's a, you know, Chinese constructed dam. You're like, how I could just make it rain in those mountains for like, you know, 6 weeks straight and see what happens.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and give them something to worry about while we have this to worry about, you know?
Yeah, and our thing is, you know, if the, if that's hypothetically true, our thing is much more hard to trace, where it's like once you start blaming the weather on another country, you start sounding pretty crazy. Whereas, like, China's thing, it's like everyone's like, well...
Well, that kind of, there's dots to put together.
Yeah.
But there's, like, some real hazy dots, you know? And really, it would also be, like, Trump talking to, like, one of his generals. And, you know, the armed forces generally love to use their fancy weapons whenever they get an opportunity, you know?
Boy.
So they're like,
they spend so much money on that shit.
Rain? Let's do
we
it.
We got this. We got rain.
Yeah.
So do you, hey, Mr. President, did you want acid rain? No. We could just normal rain, okay? But it better be the best rain that I've ever seen. All right, Mr. President, we're gonna make a good rain. We're gonna make it fucking rain.
I just imagine everybody is just like fucking.
They're
you know,
all like.
It's just like
they're
the
all
cast
just
of
a bunch
fellas,
of like 1920 Brooklyn mooks.
Yeah, boss. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna load up the.
Yeah. Wait. Hey, Capiche. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got the weapons. All right. We're gonna give the Chinese a little something. We're gonna give them a nice present. All right, they're gonna wish they wore their fucking rain boots. All right. You know.
You're just like, Jesus, dude. But that's neither here nor
but
there.
As real as this all sounds to everyone listening, I just want to make the disclaimer that, like, that's based off nothing. I mean, really, I haven't even found that any of this conspiracy stuff, like, directly laid out, even in my wanderings on social media.
But that's the best. That is the best kind of conspiracy.
It's
honestly
one that I came up totally on my own.
Well, yeah, because, like, the ones that are just, you know, you parroting an article about a conspiracy that you read, that's no fun.
No, it's no fun.
You know, you got to have true paranoia.
Sure.
True
to really
connecting
be like,
the dots
oh,
in your head.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. To me, there's crazier conspiracies. That's still like a, or you know, orange level.
Well, I mean, there's no aliens.
Right.
You know, that's good. That keeps it grounded.
You're not talking about the shape of the Earth.
Right.
Or magic, really. You're talking about some
it's
maybe
all
high
scientifically
science.
Possible, probably. You know, I mean, we know that they can make it rain if they want to, but, you
you're
know, they're
not saying there's no virus either.
Oh, no. There's absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, all of this, like, you can create a man-made virus. You can let out a natural virus. You can do any sort of number of things.
Sure.
Or it can accidentally get out and you can take advantage of that. You know, whichever you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been like a naturally occurring virus, you know. And China just decided, like, oh, well, we're going to cancel domestic flights, but we'll let the international flights continue out of an opportunistic move. You know, there's something there. That was a weird move. But, like, either that was, like, opportunistic to the circumstances or part of the plan all along. It's hard to say. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that was definitely some weirdness.
Something.
Right.
Maybe they were like, hey, if we're getting it, you all are getting it too.
Something.
We're not just letting it crash our economy and, oh, poor China. Like, the whole world is going to have to deal with this if we have to deal with it, maybe.
I don't know either. It's just a weird choice.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be later, like, hailed as, like, really being great at, like, containing the virus and stuff. You know, it's a weird choice to make.
But
it's hard to argue with, too. You know, because it's a really, like, a big, like, easily proven fact that some flights were going and some flights weren't, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. But I took a stand for justice today, Spenny. Did I tell you?
No.
Good
for you.
Yeah, stand for justice.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I walked before it got warm this morning, too warm this morning. Gotten walked up to the grocery store to order Starbucks at, like, the in the grocery store Starbucks stand, you know where that is, sort
sure.
of thing.
Yeah.
And at this Fred Meyer, like, they used to have, like, a seating area for, like, the miscreants and the hobos and, like, the old people,
sure.
and, like, the people that had oxygen tanks while their wife is shopping. They're like, I'm gonna sit here and, like, you know, watch the world go by, and then you can just buy whatever you want, and then get me, and I'll drive you home. You know, all those folks sit there, and me sometimes when I'm feeling like a sit down after I grab my coffee. Sure. You know, but you know, with COVID, like you can't go to the furniture store and sit down on a couch and right. try it out because COVID.
Right.
So like you can't sit down anywhere at Fred Meyer. But they have decided that the people that work there can sit at a few tables in that old area.
Oh.
So they have built like a wall of like soda and chip displays and that sort of thing.
COVID
you know.
Proof, a COVID proof wall.
Right. So, and then there's a sign like attention valued customers, like this area is for our employees only, for them to take their extended breaks, mm-hmm. you know, and so your asses can't sit here, but you can stand and watch our employees sit in these tables, which is fine. I mean, like if that's all real, then I'm great, you know, but like the employees need a place to sit down for their half an hour lunch. I have totally no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah,
that is the solution, right? And that's probably what I would do. But today I was standing in line at Starbucks and why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing?
I
haven't
sensing,
told you how
know,
I'm standing
I'm just
up
sensing
for justice.
Something. I sense something coming and I'm excited to see the justice that you stood up for. That's all I'm saying, I guess.
Yeah, so
I hope everyone's okay out there. Hope everyone's okay.
No, it's fine. Okay. They have insurance. It's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm standing in line, and you know, they're the gals that work there. You know, they're nice enough. There's one of them that's nice, and then there's some in the middle, and there's some that are not as nice.
Sure.
And they're making coffee, and there's like you know several people in line before me or whatever, and I've got my headphones in and I'm kind of like immune to like whatever's going on, not really listening to any of it, just waiting for my turn. And I see like the barista like lean over like the handoff table and like look into that seating area and start shouting at someone. So I pull like my headphone out and she's like, ma'am, that is for employees only in there. And there's like this old lady that obviously like is having a hard time like standing up and like she's fucking tired or whatever. And she's not like a hobo lady. She's like an old grandma lady.
Okay.
And she sits down and she's holding some big fucking Frappuccino that she just bought from fucking Starbucks. And she's waiting for somebody, obviously, to come pick her up or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, or finish mm-hmm. their shopping and come out. And she's not like even drinking it. She's just sitting there waiting, right? And the lady's like, oh God, I'm sorry. Oh God, I'm sorry. You know, and she tries to get up and it takes her a couple tries to like get up off of the chair. And she fucks off out of that little employee seating area and walks over and stands like on the wall by like the fucking automatic doors. And she's just fucking like fucking just hobbling. She's old. She's a fucking old lady
yeah.
having a hard time. And So I ordered my I was up next after that. I ordered my coffee. I didn't say anything to the girl that was making the coffee because it was the same girl that just yelled at the lady. And I, you know, tipped him whatever, like the quarter change or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And I walked into the employee seating area and I grabbed a fucking chair and pulled it out of the employee seating area. You know, like from a table that a couple of the like employees were sitting at, and I took one of the empty chairs and I took it back out and walked out to where the lady was standing by the automatic chairs. And I'm like, we're going to break the law a little bit today. And I put it down there and I'm like, here you go. You can sit here. And if they yell at you, you tell them to come find me and yell at me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did they say anything to you when you were taking the chair?
No. And I went to the barista after that, and I'm like, I brought that chair out to that lady, so let her sit there. Yeah, if there's a problem, then come find me. It's my fault.
Nice.
Yeah. That lady was so happy, dude. She was so happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. That was my
good deed for the day.
That fucking Starbucks whore.
No, she
God,
is.
Dude.
She is that type of person. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, the world needs them, but like, she is. I've been going to that Starbucks off and on for a long time. You know, and she's been there for a long time working at that Starbucks at that grocery store. She's like the manager of it, or I think she's the head person or whatever, or just can't get another job person or something. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
But she's like that. You know, she's the point out the minutiae rules and like, you know, you know, oh, well, I know that whipped cream is free, but like you have to push the button here so we can account, you know, like while like you're trying to order your fucking drink, she's like, well, no, wait. And she'll like stop the other person and totally like, you're just like, fuck, you got a line, bitch. Like, I mean, but she's just like fucking rules. So she wasn't, you know, she's just a crazy fucking bitch. It's not like she's really being
mean.
Bad
person. To her, it was
grandma
just
was
enforcing
fucking,
the rules.
Grandma was breaking the rules, and grandma needed to fucking know that she was breaking the rules. And so she told grandma, right away. So, yeah.
Well, good.
That was fun.
Good. I'm glad. And you could, you didn't really get the satisfaction of seeing the look on the Starbucks whore's face.
Well, that's kind of why I went back over there and told her, because I could see her like standing in the fucking and she's like, well, I'm sure that's against the rules. It doesn't say that you can't go in there and grab a seat and then take it out and sit somewhere else in the seat, you know.
Loopholes, baby.
So she was definitely know that I was like going against the spirit of the law, if not the letter of the law. I was breaking the spirit of the law there. But yet we've also butted heads a couple times, me and her, the last three or 4 years.
No way.
And like we just in small ways.
Sure.
You know, but like I've come out on top of those on those most of the time. You know, I'm not awful customer, but like,
have you
start treating me like shit? It can
have you
get
let
ugly.
Her know that you've worked for the same company and would have been her boss or some shit like that?
I knew who her, who the person that was running the affiliate stores at that time. You know, I had been a manager with the guy that was running like all of the Fred Meyer stores for Starbucks at that time. And I don't know. I'm just like, oh, I just, you know, I'm sure that so-and-so would be fine with this. You know, she knew who I was fucking talking about.
You name dropped.
Oh, yeah.
You name dropped.
Yeah.
Nice,
and
dude.
I'm like, yeah, no, I've known him for a long time. Yeah. And I'm sure that he would be fine with this because we used to like be managers together. And
right,
we talked
like, oh,
about
yeah.
this very issue and how we'd handle it. And so I'm sure that you'd be okay.
Yeah.
And
you're
she's
fine.
Just like.
Yeah, you know what? I'll talk to him at dinner on Thursday, actually. Oh, his wife. You know his wife, right? Yeah, she's great. She's lovely. You just fucking...
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. That's a good tactic. It sounds like this lady just needs to fucking take
But I could tell when he quit, that boss quit, and she stayed because she stopped being nice. She was real, like, fake nice. You know, and then when he, like, I know when he moved on and went somewhere else or whatever, she stopped being like fake nice.
Oh,
then.
I see.
Yeah, because she knew that like I had no pull there.
No more pull. Damn it.
No, she's an interesting case. You know, I don't try to think about her because it's just not pleasant. But today, like, yeah, no, justice won out, and the rules kind of had to take a little bit of a chink.
Good.
I'm sorry. No, but grandma was happy that she had a place to sit.
That's what matters.
Right. Yeah.
That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good, Craig.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone out there can do a good thing today, too.
And you did a good thing without knowing the other day. Do you know?
What did I know?
You introduced me to the Instagram feed Mugshawties.
Oh, yes. I've been introducing a lot of people to Mugshawties. Mugshawties. It's my favorite account right now. It's basically hot chicks who've been arrested, and it's their mugshots. So they're all hot. They're all crazy looking. And then in the caption, it says what they're in for. So that's like a little interesting tidbit. I find it very, you know, like artistic and fascinating, honestly. And scintillating as well.
Yeah, it is. It is that last thing, mostly.
Mostly I posted a picture the other day of one, and the amount of people I was able to convince that that was Summer and she had been arrested was phenomenal.
Really?
Which was, it was three people. because like five people or something respond, you know, like a bunch more than your average story.
They thought it was Summer.
Not all of them, but they would all be like, "Who's that?" Question mark. Like, what? Who is it? And I was just like, for the first two people, I was just like,
girl.
I don't. Yeah, I was like,
girl.
I don't know. But then one of my friends was like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "Yep, Summer got arrested." And she's like, "That's her." And I was like, "Yep, happened so fast." But then, I was like, "No, I'm just kidding."
Kind of concerned, jealous, all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did she look? I can't remember which one you posted. Did she look like Summer
a little bit? Yeah,
I feel like she did. Yeah,
yeah,
a little bit.
Same hair color and like.
I can
skin
only
color
really see Summer now in a mug shot now. Not like yeah, but yeah.
I don't know that Summer would be looking.
It depends on what they caught her, she was doing when she got caught. You know, that's
good.
It.
Yeah, that's a it's a good point. Yeah. But. Yeah,
but it's endlessly entertainment. Did you ever buy that magazine of the mugshots?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought that a couple times.
What's it called again?
I can't remember. Portland.
Busted.
Busted.
It's called Busted. Oh, yeah. We used to look through there for our friends sometimes.
Dude, it was just like a yearbook for meth addicts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if you didn't get your high school yearbook because you had to drop out and live in a car, you're going to get into Busted, which
absolutely
is even better.
Even better.
Even better.
And the more fucked up you are, the bigger your picture will be, usually. They're like, we're going to highlight this one.
Yeah.
Look how many teeth they have. That's not very many.
And see, that's what I like about mugshotties is that it doesn't have that disturbing element. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all, like, you know, just attractive.
It's
gals.
Lightly disturbing. Sometimes.
Oh, it is. It's lightly disturbing, but you're not going to have to look at any, like, seriously, like, the end effects of meth or any of that stuff.
No.
Where with Busted, every once in a while, you'd be like, whoa, no.
Yeah, fuck,
you know,
dude.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And with mugshotties, it's all like, oh, it looks like, you know, that celebrity fell on hard times. That's what they all look like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple that look real scary, like they'd stab a fucker.
Oh, if you really take a look at any of the eyes, like they're all kind of pointing in different directions a little bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A little off kilter, but kind of like that.
And I love that the guy that runs it is currently having a super dilemma about how he's going to merchandise the brand mugshotties.
Oh,
and he's
really?
Like asking people to send him designs for t-shirts and stuff. And it's the first time, like really in a long time, that he does polls. He'll like put it up and he'll be like, do you like this or not? You know? And everyone's like, no. And he's like, listen, bitches, I can't put pictures of the actual women on my shit or I'll get sued. So it has to be something, you know?
Damn.
But nobody likes any of the designs.
I don't want any of that bullshit. I want the mug shouties.
My favorite one, and it says mug shouties.
Yeah, but really, I would just like my just favorite one on a t-shirt. You know, and then it says mug shouties on the back.
Yeah,
we could just make some for ourselves.
You could just make a mug shot of like Summer. You just got to get one of those tapes that has the height thing and her stand next to that and take it like in that flat form and then get it blown up.
I could have a shirt with my girlfriend on it.
Right. Both of you with holding a number. You know, that would be a cool gift to get. You could make one of you holding one. Yeah.
That would be cool.
There you go.
I like it.
You're in the jail of love.
Jail of love.
Jail of love.
You get put on parole and then you're back in jail of love.
Oh, jail of love.
Yeah.
Now that's a beautiful way to end it, I think. I think we've given the people their money's worth.
I think there's a solid chunk of gold on here.
Yeah, I would say so. I do too. That's a nice way of ending it. The jail of love, Summer and Spencer making each other t-shirts them getting arrested and thrown into the jail of love.
The jail of love, baby. You only get out once and
then you go right back
then
in.
Right back in.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.